MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 30, 2025. Icy conditions have contributed to a Newburyport crash, and Beverly gets a grant to upgrade multifamily housing. Partly cloudy, gusty winds, mid-20s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:22 p.m. Dave Rogers reports in the Newburyport Daily News. A tractor-trailer driver escaped injury early Monday morning after his rig jackknifed into a Scotland Road barrier on a surface that Newbury Fire Chief Dave Evans called sheer ice. The crash came as the region was enveloped in a steady period of freezing rain beginning Sunday night and ending around 8 a.m. Monday when temperatures climbed above 32 degrees. Temperatures eventually hit the mid-40s by late morning. Evans said the driver was attempting to navigate a slight corner at Highland Road around 2:30 a.m. when he lost traction and hit a guardrail. The guardrail prevented the driver from falling over a 10-foot drop, and he escaped injury. Salem News reports the city of Beverly has received an $850,000 grant to rehab multifamily homes downtown. The money will be used to make the homes more energy efficient through building envelope improvements coupled with heating and cooling systems upgrades and will be available to private properties. Mayor Mike Cahill told the Salem News the grant will benefit 12 units in Beverly, according to a statement from Governor Maura Healey's office. The Healey administration awarded a total of $33.5 million to 52 communities statewide in this latest round of community development block grant funding for improvements to housing, infrastructure, and social services, as well as economic development. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagen writes the Manchester Essex Regional School District is giving the 411 on the building project for Essex Elementary School. Project officials last week said the project continues to be on schedule, and they remain confident that a preferred schematic designed option will be presented to public this spring. A needs assessment study by Habib and Associates in November 2022 identified Essex Elementary, which opened in 1957, as having outlived its functional life. In 2023, the Massachusetts School Building Authority admitted the school district into the eligibility phase of its grant process. The designation means Essex Elementary is running out of options to address structural issues, according to school officials. And the Marblehead Current reports an anonymous Swampscott resident has donated $50,000 and is promising another $50,000 next year to preserve the Glover Farmhouse, which sits on land in Marblehead, Swampscott, and Salem in Vinon Square. The Swampscott Historical Commission has created a nonprofit and is working to raise $1.5 to $2 million in the next 9 months to preserve the farmhouse. The nonprofit also received a letter of appreciation from filmmaker Ken Burns. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.